I think any bill that does not include a universal background check is a mistake. It's the most common sense thing that we can do to prevent criminals and the mentally ill from having access to weapons. I mean, the system that we have right now, we have 40% of all Americans who buy a gun, buy it without a background check. And that's probably where most of the criminals and the mentally ill are going. I mean, we know from a poll that has been done with criminals in prison that over 80% of them get them through that loophole. So it would be a mistake not to address the thing that 92% of American households support and 74% of NRA members support, which is the universal background check.
All right, well, let's pick up on that, because the main feature of what is going to be in the Senate bill and what you are pushing and are pushing today is the universal background check. This week, you went, or rather recently, a few weeks ago, you went to a gun store in the Arizona area and bought a .45 caliber handgun. And afterwards, you discussed the background check you had to go through with your wife, Gabby. Let's take a look.
It was very easy to do. It took like 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes.
You know, that's what we got to do, is make sure everybody has to get a background check before buying a gun, to make sure the criminals and the mentally ill can't get one.
Universal background checks.
Yes.
Captain Kelly, what do you think that showed?
Well, you know, we went in there, my executive director and ours, the executive director of our organization, and in 5 minutes and 36 seconds is the time it took to fill out one piece of paper. You only have to fill out one side, and for it to be submitted to the National Instant Criminal Background Check System and get an answer. 5 minutes and 36 seconds. So what it shows you is that it is not the burden that the NRA leadership says what a background check is. I mean, it's a simple, common sense thing we can do to make sure the criminals and the mentally ill can't have access to firearms.
Well, let's talk about that, because in Gabby's tragic case, the shooter, Jared Loughner, had been suspended from college because he was deemed to be a threat to himself and to others. He went to a gun store. He got a gun, passed a background check, and yet he was able then, of course, to go out and shoot Gabby and 18 other people. And the NRA says the problem with the background check is that the kind of mental health information, for instance, in Loughner's case, doesn't get passed on, so it doesn't get to be part of the background check.